Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
On today's wrestling news, are WWE going to have more blood?
Matt Hardy's been offered a new AEW contract.
The Rock goes mental after Raw went off the air.
And the real reason this AEW star has disappeared.
Are you ready? Are you ready for the news time? Yes, my name is Phil Chambers and I'm joined by Gareth Morgan and Salty Sea Dog. Yep. To talk all things wrestling news, but first up, WWE, you might have noticed on Raw, it did something that they've not really done in quite a long time. And Cody Rhodes bled all over the place. Now, basically, you've got The Rock to thank for this, is what this story boils down to. It's coming from the Wrestling Observer newsletter, and Dave Meltzer, obviously. Basically saying, what The Rock wants, The Rock gets. He apparently has more power than Brock Lesnar did under Vince McMahon's regime of WWE, which is quite a lot of power. Obviously, it makes sense since he's on the board of directors. But it all boils down to, it's not Vince's company anymore, this is new things, The Rock wants to push the boundaries, and this is where we end up, basically. So, it's not going to be used very much going forwards, supposedly. This is going to be for, like, one-off, very specific things. It's definitely not going to end up being, like, an AEW situation where they use blood all the time. So it's going to be used very rarely, but it's seen as basically The Rock pushing the boundaries, but it's also the more he pushes the boundaries, the more other top stars are likely to be able to push boundaries as well. At least the top stars we're talking about here. So yeah, it's basically The Rock wanted to do swearing, The Rock wanted to do blood, The Rock gets to do swearing, The Rock gets to do blood. Like I say, it's not Vince McMahon's company anymore, this is Triple H, so it is a bit different. Obviously, Vince McMahon once fined Batista $100,000 for blading on air. And Vince McMahon preferred to do it the Brock Lesnar way, which is the hard way, by just smashing your elbow into someone's face, which is definitely different, but for some reason that was seen as more favourable than blading, which is what Cody Rhodes did on Raw, obviously. So here it is. It's not going to be used very much going forwards, so don't expect this to be a weekly thing. This is a special one-off thing for what is the hottest feud going into WrestleMania. And yeah, it's just The Rock seeing what he can get away with, basically.
Yeah, and I feel like you're saying that, if it is used sparingly, and that's what blood really has been in the past, it's this thing that just takes these really personal, intense rivalries up that extra notch that makes you go, just take my money, I'm in, I want to do this. It's the kind of angle, I sat there and showed it to a friend last night who's not really watched wrestling in a long time, and even they went, wait, was that meant to happen? And I was like, and it's just, you bring in people when you're doing it this sporadically and you're doing this like a rare occasion. It feels weird to call it special when somebody bleeds on time. It's so special. It's great. But it is. It's quite interesting.
It's a hell of a segment, let's face it.
Yeah, hell of a, probably segment of the year for me personally. It's just, yeah, it has all of us. He's got us, his final boss, in the palm of his hands right now. Yeah, and I'm so intrigued. I'm so excited to what they're going to do over the next like week or so now, because it's going to hot up. It's all getting hot. And speaking of things hotting up, the contract situation with Matt Hardy in AEW, it's hotting up, ladies and gentlemen, because Matt Hardy has said now that he's got a contract on his table from AEW. Like he's been talking all about his contract status over the last like couple of weeks. He's really made a point of it. And now apparently he's got the contract. It's there. But he's not necessarily rushing into signing this deal because, well, he's weighing out the options is how he put it. But this deal that has been put in front of him was for a few years, is what he said. So it's interesting just the way he worded this. He was speaking on his the Extreme Life of Matt Hardy podcast. And he was just saying, like, he's happy to be invited back to AEW. Like, he's very lucky to be invited back to AEW. And on top of that, he also said that he'll know, really, within the next month what he's doing. Like, what other option he is going to take, whether he is going to stick with AEW, whether he's going to go somewhere else. Just as an additional note, he was obviously apparently at Raw, like, a couple of weeks ago. I think, mate, yeah, a couple of weeks. And he was there and he created a big photo and was like, oh, what's Matt Hardy doing in Raw around contract season? Oh, that's interesting. But he did go out of his way then to say on his podcast that it was a completely innocent thing showing up on Raw in the middle of contract season. Completely innocent, Mr. Hardy. So, yeah, we're just going to have to see what happens. What the future holds for this man whose contract is expiring this month. So, yeah, we'll see what happens with Mr. Hardy and the Hardy Boys.
Absolutely. You can't blame him for seeing what his options are and seeing what's out there. Obviously, Jeff Hardy's contract was set to kind of end at the same time, but because of injuries and stuff, he's had more time added on. So we'll have to wait another 6 months or whatever it is to find out what's happening with Jeff Hardy as well. But yeah, I mean, you can't blame him for weighing up his options and seeing what's out there and taking the best deal for him. And if that's AEW, that's AEW, that's good stuff. I don't know much more to add to this. Yeah. You might have noticed, it's quite a slow news day.
this was top of my list, man. I'm so excited.
But moving back to The Rock again, and that segment on Raw again. You might have seen a little video during the rounds. He posted a video of what happened after.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Before we go any further, though, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors. They can be big life worries or just, you know, little things like your favorite wrestler not being used properly. The thing is, when we keep them bottled up, it really can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. It is really helpful too for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. Therapy basically empowers you to be the best version of yourself. So why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and best of all, suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatculture today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatculture.
The Raw cut. And basically, it's the people saying, we're clear, which means they're not live anymore. And then The Rock just keeps on going. And it's absolutely incredible. And instead of me talking about it, I'm going to see if I can get away with just playing it.
Clear, now you guys. Stay down. That.
Clear, guys.
That. You shut your mouth. Clear my ass. How did that feel? Did that feel good? What, just because the show's over, that doesn't mean that the stops. The Rock doesn't give a f***. Huh? You should cry. You should cry, boy. Look at that blood. Now, Look at this button. Yes. Yes. What? Show is over and then it stopped? That. Your script? That.
God.
This is what happens, boy. When you fuck with the final. Come in here, cameraman. Look at that face. Look at that. Huh? Now, Mama Rose. Mama Rose, this is for you. That's for you. I'll see you at WrestleMania.
Oh, they've taken the video down.
Made the video.
Great. Okay, they've taken the video down. Lovely. Okay. Yeah. Cool. That worked really well, that film.
I love The Rock. This version of The Rock is just the best. It's incredible. I don't know where he's pulled this out from. A lot of the other times we've seen him come back, he's just kind of gone through the motions and done like the old play. But now he's just on another level again. I don't know where this has come from, but I'm loving every goddamn second of it. Mm. More of this, The Rock.
Yeah, it's like he's genuinely got something to really sink his teeth into. Like he's not just running on autopilot, going through all the catchphrases, just being really generic and boring, really. He's not, and again, just like referring back to showing my friend this, who's, again, has been outside of that loop, that wrestling loop for some time, they turned to me and said, is he playing a different character? They literally said, is he not The Rock anymore? And I said, no, he's The Rock. He's the final boss Rock. He's like the level up. He's the end evolution of The Rock. And they were just like, what? Okay, yeah, just sign me up. I'm here for this because that is
fantastic.
He's a savage. This is the best acting I've ever seen from The Rock, and he's done how many movies? And this is the best acting I've seen from this man because he's frightening. He's absolutely frightening. I just want Cody to kick his ass, man.
Yeah,
I'm
I think so it's safe to say he's probably not going to turn face at WrestleMania because you can't backtrack from this. And all of a sudden, it was just a ruse. But like, I don't see that happening. But I'm down
if anyone
for this.
Can, Phil. If anyone can,
it's The Rock. But I am down for this version of The Rock for a long-ass time. Because it is so, so good. But speaking of WrestleMania weekend, at least on Sunday at 12 o'clock, we're doing a live show and you can still get tickets. There are only 25 tickets left, so get them while you can. WhatCulture.com/tickets to get your tickets to come see our live show. Miller's going to be there. Wilbon's going to be there. We're all going to be there apart from Gareth. Sorry, Gareth. Sorry.
Could have used other words there, Fer. Could have used any other words. He said, all of us are all going to be...
No, except you. Sorry. But everybody else is going to be there, and it's going to be a hell of a good time. There's going to be drinks, there's going to be food, there's going to be wrestling talk. You can come say hi, get photos with us or whatever. So yeah, whatculture.com/tickets. Only 25 tickets remaining, so get yours while you can.
And you're actually encouraged to bring eggs and tomatoes, is what I'm hearing.
Yes.
As many as you like. Just
yeah.
Take game. A lot of heads to hit.
Why not? Hey, if you're going to pay to come see us, you can throw whatever the hell you want. I don't care.
Yeah. And speaking of people disappearing from things, this is a nice little segue. And AEW stars obviously disappeared from television. Well, not obviously. I think it's been quite well done, really, that they managed to sneak this in because Jay White's not actually been able to appear on like live AEW programming over the last like couple of weeks, I think, at this point, because of a visa issue. So he's not been able to show up when they've been having the shows in Canada. He's just not been able to perform live. So how they've got around this is doing a lot of pre-tapes, a lot of pre-recorded stuff. I believe on Rampage, that's like aired yesterday, like last night, they broke into Billy Gunn's house. Like that was the whole thing with Bam Bam Gang. They did all that. So they managed to keep his presence on television without him actually being there live in the arenas, which is, it's a good way of going about things. But that's all according to Fightful Select. They've said that in their new report. But when AEW do go back to America, obviously you'll start popping back up on television again. This is just something that happens from time to time. People's visas aren't able to allow them to go to certain places in the world. And Canada's one of those places right now for the Bullet Club Gold leader. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. He's not actually appeared live, I don't think, on AEW programming since Big Business. So, and that was when the big angle happened with the Acclaimed and they destroyed Darby Allin's ankle in kayfabe and reality. There's a whole lot of stuff going down there. So he's got a lot of enemies when he comes back to live television, but he's not allowed right now.
Yep, makes sense. You've got to be careful with Visa things. The Mike Baileys of the world will tell you have to be careful about Visa things. So if she's not allowed to go, you just absolutely cannot risk it. And it makes sense to just do the little bit like backstage and behind the scenes things to keep him on TV and relevant. It's just one of those things that happens that you just kind of got to get on with and, yeah, hope for the best. So, yeah, as soon as they're back in America, back on TV and off to the races again. But, yeah, that's about it from today's wrestling news. Thank you very much for joining us. Bit of a slow news day. We do apologise.
No, it wasn't. We made it a fun news day.
But you can click this video to continue your YouTube journey and follow us over on Twitter. You can follow me at PhilMyChambers and you can follow Gareth.
At The Invisible Man. No, at GMorgan04.
Get your tickets to ElijahWalkOps.com/tickets and have yourselves a bloody good day. Bye-bye.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.